Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com are two great websites. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman. So glad to be with you. I apologize. We came off a little late here. We had technical difficulties. Say that three times fast. Also talking to a contact really late here in the show, and I'm going to talk to you about that in a moment. But Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here, and another great day in America.
Yes, very good. Absolutely. Great broadcast. Terry Beatley, she wrote the book, What If We Were Wrong, which is a quote from the abortion king doctor, Dr. Nathan. We're going to interview her, and her story is stunning. You want to know how America got turned towards abortion? She will detail it in her seminal and very, very important book, and also Robert Redfirm on the other side. Always great products. You want great vitamins. You want great products. You want to make a difference. Natural things work. You got to have the right sources. We say that over and over. Grown by Nature, Robert Redfern, all these sources.
They are the best.
Some of the best. Of the best out there, ladies and gentlemen. I'll go right to, I just got off the phone, literally, with a very source who, I came in contact with him through a very good friend. He has sources that I've come to believe are true in the highest levels of banking and then connect residually through, you know, through Vatican, through White House, connected somewhere. Anyway, to give you a background, he is telling me that this virus, that they're going to shut down America. That's what he's telling me. And he says, I said, what kind of percentage? And I wouldn't be bringing this to you for what he said, about 80-90% certainty. And he heard it from two sources. So that makes it probably even more accurate. And the way it's going to happen, it's not going to be like China. It's not going to be where China, you know, all of a sudden, boom, they're quarantining 700 million, you know, quarantining 100 million at a time.
And shooting people.
It's not going to be like that. It's going to start with something like, okay, well, we're restricting travel. No more flights from China. You can't go to China. China can't come back or what have you.
And you can't make a roundabout way from China to Malaysia or to Africa and then to America.
Well, I don't know about that, but they're going to start. That's how it's going to start. And then by circles and circles, it's going to contract and contract and contract more. Borders are going to be shut down. Then how far it goes, I don't know. But it's not going to be like, okay, Los Angeles is now shut down, curfew, boom, everybody go to the house. It won't be like that. It'll start, you know, A, then B, then ABC, then ABCD, then ABCDEFG, and pretty soon it'll be close to some sort of martial law. Close. By just these steps of procedures. That's what he's telling me. I wouldn't bring this. I told you yesterday how serious I thought this situation was. I'm trying to say this without being, you know,
alarmist.
Right. Right. And, you know, there's always, like we said yesterday, I'm 99% sure the virus is man-made. Is engineered.
Oh, yeah.
Is
absolutely.
Engineered. So the 1% is, you know, I'm not there researching it. I mean, they could be, it could be a total ruse, but from everything I could tell.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not 99% sure on these things. So I'm not saying it with that kind of certainty, but I'm pretty sure. And I'm saying this at this level because I care about you. And I would tell my friend this, and you all are my friends. Is this wrong? Maybe it is wrong. I hope it is wrong. I hope it's real wrong. But it may not be. So I want you to take it, you know, you pray about it and think about what it means for you. He is telling me in March, you're going to have March Madness. And we're not talking about basketball.
Yeah.
We're talking about shut down in a concentric circle, in a squeezing manner, more and more restrictions as we go from just innocuous, well, we're not going to have flights to China to now you can't go from state to state or what, you know, I'm interpreting, but, you know, just a closing in of restrictions as time goes. What does that mean for you? Well, hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully I made it up. Hopefully me and Uncle Kevin hit our head and we
parked. That's what we were doing before the show.
Yeah, we ran into the door jam and have a concussion. And it doesn't mean anything.
But you'd rather be safe than sorry.
But, right. The information, we didn't get it from a door jam. I know that much. Please consider this and be prayerful with it. And think about what that means for you. Think about if it was full-blown, some sort of martial law lockdown.
Yeah.
Think about if there was some sort of lockdown in your life. What would your life look like? What do you need?
Yeah, that's right. Be prepared.
I would. I'm telling you, I know y'all have, you've bought a ton of Oreganol, Oregaresp, Super Silver, what have you. I'd buy more.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And if you're locked down, you're not going to be able to go out and get stuff either.
So I don't know how that's going to look, even if I am correct. The word I'm getting, imagine concentric circles just squeezing more and more over time as they go. It won't be like China did it, how it's, well, our city just shut down, get in your house or we're going to arrest you. It won't be like that, at least not at first. But just as you see, as you start to see maybe the beginnings of this, okay, now all travel to South Korea shut down. South Korea just said the containment, the head of South Korea this morning said the containment centers aren't working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The head of South Korea said that.
That's what he said.
Now, at some level, like I said yesterday, whether this is real, whether this is man-made, whether this is forced, whether this is anything, on some level, it becomes real by the actions and what we're seeing. These countries are doing this. Italy is starting to do this. Italy's shelves cleared out like that. This is whether, and it appears the virus is real in the sense that people are getting sick. That, you know, man-made or natural or bats or, you know.
Whatever.
Fruited plains, whatever. The fruity pebbles went bad. Whatever the source, it seems real. So I'm leading the show with this. I'm putting myself out a little bit being this direct and saying this. But I would, I'd feel bad if I didn't tell you. I'll be honest. I would feel bad if I didn't say anything. And, you know, God bless you and Godspeed and God keep you. And really think about, and it's time for you to understand what your purpose, you know, Daniel Esselin asked the great question on the show. For what purpose are you alive and for what purpose will you give that life? Well, for what purpose are you alive? What do it mean to you? If this scenario's, if what I'm saying is true, what does your life look like? What do you need to do to protect and ensure your life and your family's life? These are the questions you need to ask. I believe you need to ask right now. And I'm having sources. I believe this yesterday. Gosh, I'm sorry. It was such an exhausting weekend. I'm just really kind of wore out, to be honest with you. Hold on one second. Gosh, I apologize, but I know you don't want to hear that. I thought this yesterday. You need to really prayerfully consider your next steps and what this looks like. We always have a normalcy bias and think that Walmart's going to be open. What if it's not? What if this, we always talk about a black swan event. What if this is the black swan event? The black swan event means something you can't predict that changes the course of really our life, either financially or whatever. That's what we're looking at, the possibility here. Do you have any thoughts to add to this, Kevin?
I just got this story here that ties in with it perfectly. Harvard professor says 40 to 70% of people worldwide will be infected within a year. So that sort of like falls right into it. Harvard epidemiologist Professor Mark Lipsis says that the coronavirus will not be containable and that 40 to 70% of the people worldwide will be infected. The coronavirus is particularly dangerous because it may have no symptoms in a lot of its carriers and is very infectious. That's from Harvard.
We're going to put it aside for a little bit. We'll just go through the news. I mean, there are some virus stories, but I want to pump out some news for you. I know the last couple of days we haven't. We've talked about important things, but you remember who you are and what you hold. And this republic cannot fall unless they take it from your hearts and minds. As long as it's in you, who you are, your destiny, law, rule of law, liberty, bill of rights, and leave me alone. That's really what we all want, right? So keep that in mind. And as this goes forward, do not let them take that from you. So let's pound through the news, and then we got Terry Beatley coming. Nearly 300 convicted terrorists to be released from French prison by 2023. Well, that's I wouldn't think that's very good.
I don't think that's very good either.
I mean, just off the top of my head.
Well, at least release them over there. They can deal with them over there.
Spain reports first coronavirus case on mainland hotel in Canaries locked down. So they're already locking down certain areas around the country. This isn't just a Chinese thing right now.
Nope.
And that's what, you know, makes, you know, it's kind of hard to believe or hard to imagine things. It's not just China anymore.
No.
Desperate to stop spread, countries limit travel. Out of AP, police man checkpoints and quarantine towns. Guests were confined to the rooms in the hotel in the Canary Islands. You know, you could see that happening here. You know, these concentric circles get thinner and thinner.
Slowly tightened
or tighter and tighter. CDC confirms 34 cases of coronavirus in the United States. You know they haven't. I mean, maybe they started. They haven't even tested and run the test in 40-something states.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. 48.
It is ridiculous.
47, I think.
More than 8,000 Californians under self-quarantine for coronavirus. Almost none of them tested. Zero enforcement of voluntary quarantine measures. Medical insanity on parade. This is from Mike Adams. With global coronavirus infections now topping 80,000, according to official numbers. 80,000. You believe that?
No.
That's such a joke.
California
now has 8,000 people under self-quarantine that they got back from traveling, and not any of them are tested.
It makes no sense.
What's your boy doing about this? What's Trump doing about this?
He's doing a trade deal over in India.
So nothing is what you're saying.
Well, when he gets back.
When he gets back.
My
God. You can just...
Now you're not going to... Trump bashing today.
Well, he should have done... We talked about this a week ago. He should have limited all this already.
He should have. I agree.
And if people come in...
He gave the orders and they're not obeying them. He always does. We don't know.
Well, then he should go on TV and say this and say what we're doing, because now it's going to blow back on him.
Yeah, I agree.
Sanders doubles down on his Fidel Castro praise amid criticism. Teaching people to read and write is a good thing. Bernie Sanders. Before you steal and limit and rape their lives.
Yeah, exactly.
Praising Fidel Castro, that's a real path to election there, buddy. Joe Biden says he worked on Paris climate deal with long-dead Chinese leader. Former Vice President Joe Biden mistakenly claimed on Monday they worked on the Paris Climate Accord with former Chinese leader Deng Xiaoping, who died nearly 20 years before signing.
He also said he got locked up going to see Nelson Mandela three times when he was in jail.
Interesting.
You don't know where he's at, that guy.
That's like... Go ahead. I was going to say something.
And the Dems are pushing him for the president. He doesn't know what state he's in half the time. I don't get it. I just don't get that.
You don't get what?
Why they put him up there. He makes a fool out of himself every time he gets up and speaks in public.
What are they going to get? Well, they can't get Tulsi Gabbard up there. Who else?
I don't know.
Tulsi Gabbard can actually speak and have some coherent thoughts and has some great ideas.
Yeah,
they can't have her up there.
She's pretty.
Trumping Trump, top White House official says U.S. desperate for more immigrants. We're desperate for more immigrants. We kill babies left and right. Now we're desperate for more immigrants.
No.
To do what? To work for $3 an hour?
Yeah, to take the jobs away from
the Americans that have them?
That's right. Exactly.
Trump moves forward with new rule, no green cards for welfare users.
Yeah, he's cracking down on...
This is so self-evident. You don't let needy people into your country.
You don't.
That has nothing to do with whether you feel good or bad or indifferent about these people. You don't let them come into your country and drain your economy.
You can't.
Are you kidding me?
You destroy your country.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is go to Mexico and tell them you want your health care and a check and all this. See what happens. See what happens to you there. So what are they? Are they racist then? So I guess all of Mexico is racist with this stupid logic. Wait, that doesn't work anymore. Come on.
No, done.
This is insane.
Yep. And he's cracking down on it, so that's good.
Wall Street edges higher a day after sharp sell-off. So the market was about to tumble like unbelievably. One of its biggest fall-offs occurred yesterday morning in the last 10 years. And then miraculously it comes back. Gold and silver flew up. Gold was up 30-something dollars.
Yeah.
And then by the end of the day, it had went down 30 plus a little more.
Yeah.
You telling me they didn't panic?
They panicked.
You want to know where all that $21 trillion that's missing?
That's right.
That Catherine Austin Fitz talks about?
They put a lot of it to short the gold and silver.
Silver was up like half a dollar.
Yeah.
It almost hit 19 bucks. It was up half a dollar, and then boom, it went. I don't think it went down. I don't think it lost all its gains, but went down a ton.
Yeah.
And the stock market all of a sudden goes up. Are you for real in this environment?
What I left, it was down 373 points.
Well, it went down 1,100.
Right. But this morning, it was down another 773 points.
700 or 300?
373 points when I left.
I didn't see this. I was busy.
Yeah.
Walgreens wins Supreme Court battle over a religious employee who refused to work Saturdays. The U.S. Supreme Court handed Walgreens a big win by turning away an appeal from a fired Florida worker who said he couldn't work on Saturdays because of his religion. Daryl Patterson, a member of the Seventh-day Adventist, sued the pharmacy chain after skipping out on a mandatory training session he was supposed to run. He argued his religion prohibited him from working on Saturdays to observe the Sabbath. Instead of working, Patterson came a few days later and held the training session. Okay, so what's the deal? Despite the delay, his Orlando branch still met the internal deadline set by the company on training. And so Patterson sued Walgreens in federal court. And then they fired him for that.
That don't sound right.
I don't know what the balance is. Yeah. I don't know the backstory of this whole case, but it wasn't like it was some imperative that they need, you know.
Right, he got it done in the time frame.
Yeah, he got it done and everything. Yeah, so
what's the big deal?
They don't want to cater to religion. They want the corporations do not want to be beholden to your values.
Yeah, I think you're right there.
California, President Trump signed a bill allowing water to flow to farmers instead of the Pacific Ocean.
That is huge.
It is. This is G. Edward Griffin. Had a great weekend with G. Edward Griffin. Mm-hmm. He gave an unbelievable talk. Unbelievable about circles and circles. That term, the circles within circles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Trump announced his administration had finalized an order removing regulatory roadblocks and enabling the giant Sacramento San Joaquin Delta pumps to open the floodgates. Oh,
about
my gosh.
Time. They shut them down about 12 years ago. And all the farmers put a lot of farmers out of business. A lot of trees died, you know.
I'm surprised that those farmers that go down there were shotgun.
Yes, they did. One time they did. They blew up the thing and opened up the gates. And then that was about the last. That was about 6 or 7 years ago that they did that. And then they shut it completely down. Millions of trees died and fruit trees.
Key California reservoir to be drained due to an earthquake risk. In Silicon Valley, they're just going to drain the valley. Leaked reports show EU police are planning a pan-European network of facial recognition databases. I'm concerned, you know, what I just told you at the beginning of the show about America, and these circles start tightening in. Then are they going to put the facial recognition on the other side of it?
Don't know.
Are they going to sneak it in?
Hope not.
You know, it's called emergency. See, another thing about the vaccine, we're about to come to the break. Quickly, I'll tell you this. When you, it's called extreme measures. They can institute a vaccine on extreme measures with no testing whatsoever.
That's right.
And then if somebody's hurt, it doesn't matter. You have no recourse anyway, even though there's no testing, because it's an extreme measure to a threat like this. Researchers are now saying we don't need to fear this root vegetable. Potatoes, probably linking potatoes to increased risks of some disease. They say that's not true. Potatoes really are good for you. The New Jersey officials rate white supremacy as a bigger threat than ISIS. This is a huge story.
Unbelievable.
The Homeland Security, they said, well, we've been tracking, and white supremacy activity has been greater.
What have they done? I haven't heard any reports that they blew up anybody. Or,
were they talking? Are they meeting? What? Because they're meeting? What? They're a bigger threat than ISIS? You mean in the CIA? Because that's ISIS.
Yeah.
That's not true.
Not even close.
See, who's the enemy? White supremacists believe in the Constitution. They believe in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Whether you believe in the other stuff they believe in, they believe in the Constitution.
Exactly.
So they're going to transfer it.
Yeah.
There you go. Terry Beatley on the other side. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Power Hour, thepowerhour.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Mana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 Skin Lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 Moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage allowed to eat. Yum.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
There is some ideas that the 5G that rolled out in China, did they have anything to do with accentuating the virus? I don't know. The Stetra meters are fantastic for getting rid of dirty electricity. They help mitigate the smart meters, what have you. Remember the interview with Dave Stetzer a little while ago? We have those at the Power Mall. Good Health Naturally, all on sale. I'll talk about that more when Robert comes on. But the cardio Strauss heart drops, the cardio support, and the kidney support, all on sale. You can buy them all. If you buy them all, the three bottles, you don't need to take them, keep taking them every day. You can take three bottles about, give or take, three bottles, and then that should be your herbal kind of remedy, natural remedy, historical remedy, three-century-year-old remedy to really help your kidney. And we need that now. We need to, our bodies need to filter as much as possible. Kidneys, cardio support. Also, the Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail is back in stock. Very important that you keep detoxing your health right now, especially with a potential virus. Extremely important. Miracle 2 moisturizing lotion. The Lamb Cream, the Heal-On from Ron Sally is essential. I don't go anywhere. When I went to Houston, I had oregano and my Lamb Cream. I usually take oregano, Lamb Cream, or clay. And or clay. I usually take all three. For some reason, I forgot. I had a Ziploc bag and I forgot it or whatever. One of those I always take for years. I haven't gone anywhere without at least one of those. The Oregarisp, the colloidal silver, the silver lozenges. Silver lozenges, when you go out in public right now, that's easy. They taste amazing. They got honey in them. They're fantastic. Purely C, Chaga Max, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, copper, selenium, all these things essential. Get your immune system, get your body, detox up and nutrify your body. And of course, the multivitamins from Grown by Nature, just absolutely fantastic at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. And our first guest today, her name is Terry Beatley. She's been on several times, and it's an absolute pleasure to talk to her. She has a very important book. It's called What If We've Been Wrong? That's from a quote from Dr. Bernard Nathanson, a very important book. Her website is Hosea for You, the number four, Hosea, H-O-S-E-A, the number four, U.org, HoseaForYou.org. Or also, if you want to directly get the book, you can go to AbortionKing.com. AbortionKing.com. She is such an activist. She interviewed Bernard. We're so happy to have her on. Terry, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks for having me back on. I appreciate it.
Yes, absolutely. I apologize for, going over the Power Mall stuff, but so with this virus, I just want to make sure people are aware of these things. It's very important right now.
Well, hey, the way my throat feels, I want to get the name of all those products again.
Well, those silver lozenges, they are awesome. That's awesome. You'll love. They taste good, too. I want to start the abortion issue. I think America's ready to turn on abortion. I think the majority of people, this just free-willing, basically birth control type abortion, just they're not for it anymore. America's not. There's an important case, obviously, Georgia, Mississippi, some of these other states have been real restrictive on certain state laws, Louisiana now, and it looks like it may go to the Supreme Court. Let's talk about what's going on in Louisiana and your role in that.
Sure. All right. Great. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. This is a very, very important Supreme Court case. That they're going to have the oral arguments next week on Wednesday. So we need lots of people, number one, praying that God's will be done. That's number one. So what's the case about? It's a bunch of abortionists under the name of, let me get this right, the Hope Medical Group for Women. Basically, they're a bunch of abortionists. They sued against the Louisiana Department of Health because a law was put in place, and it had to do with doctors admitting privileges at hospitals. Basically, if you're going to be an abortionist in Louisiana, then you better have the, they call them hospital admitting privileges, that so in case you have a botched abortion, that you can be the admitting doctor at the hospital. Now, the abortionists, of course, are fighting this, but this law has been passed in many, many different states. It's called hospital admitting privileges. It's basically, it prevents the abortionists from nicking a woman's intestines or lacerating her uterus and then saying, oops, sorry, and stick her in an ambulance and then shuttle her off to a hospital. And then he's washed his hands of this botched abortion. So I had the opportunity to join on an amici brief with Abby Johnson. Maybe some of your listeners know who she is. She was featured in the Unplanned movie. She used to work for Planned Parenthood, was their employee of the year, and then she became pro-life and raised a big stink. And so I gladly joined on this amici brief with her. What it is, our angle is this. So whether the state, the case before the court, it's raising two important questions. Whether the state may impose reasonable regulations on physicians who perform abortions at ambulatory service centers. Those are in, out, same day abortion services. It's not a hospital. So is that, is it right to have these reasonable regulations? But then also, what standing should be accorded to the physicians who challenge the regulations? Why is it that a bunch of abortionists are pretending that they represent all women? It's a lie. They have a self-interest. They make millions of dollars of, deceiving women aborting babies. So do they have a standing to assert the constitutional rights of the women who might seek their services? So this is very one-sided. So does that make sense?
Okay, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
One, uh-huh. You talked about standing. Normally in the case, I would imagine, like you said, the women who would want an abortion have the standing to bring this case, not necessarily the doctors themselves. The doctors should appeal to the medical boards of the state, I would think. And then two, is this reasonable? I mean, how unusual, to me, it seems reasonable that a doctor, take responsibility if they're going to do a medical procedure like this. That seems reasonable
Absolutely.
To me.
Absolutely. See, what most Americans don't understand is that the deaths from abortion are technically much higher than whatever gets reported. Because if a woman gets an abortion and she goes on home, and let's say, the next day she's running a 103 temperature, heads to the hospital, and she dies of sepsis. Well, that death certificate is not going to say she died of complications due to abortion. It's just going to say she died of sepsis. So the abortionists are so covered up. So those days are over. Those doctors, if they want to, they're going to be an abortionist and kill babies and deceive women. They need to be accountable for their own services and their own misdeeds instead of just, just discarding the women. Go find some other doctor to go fix your problem that you have a lacerated uterus. Does that make sense?
Okay, yes. Let me ask you a couple other questions. I mentioned Georgia. I know I don't know all the states, but several of the states, they've introduced what they call heartbeat bills. So if the fetus has a heartbeat, now it's a person and no abortion. And that can be, you can have a heartbeat as early as 8 weeks, right? Or so. I mean, what is the impact of this?
Well, the impact is, number one, we're making the abortionist sweat. Number two, we're helping more and more Americans understand the absurdity of abortion. We're always killing human life. Even before the heartbeat, that's a new, you know, distinct human being. But what's happened is, years ago, the science caught up with the lies of the abortion industry. Sadly, the truth has been underutilized over the years. I mean, the idea that we have 20-week fetal pain capable bills, therefore do away with abortion. Dr. Bernard Nathanson nipped that in the butt back in 1984 when he made the Silent Scream video, which showed what happens to a baby at, I believe that was at 11 or 12 weeks old. It was in the first trimester. What happens during an abortion? Dr. Nathanson didn't even understand himself. And what America needs to know is that every American should go Google just go onto YouTube, put in the Silent Scream with Dr. Nathanson's name beside it, and watch this 30-minute video. And it'll show you the silent scream of a child threatened imminently with extinction. And that this child at 11 or 12 weeks is literally wiggling, squirming to get away from the suction tube.
Oh, my God.
America needs to hear it, though, because we're not
I can't take it. I can't take it, Terry. I mean, this makes me – there's two or three issues that make me mad. So mad I want to put my hand through the wall. This is one of vaccines. This is another one. I'm just so
right. –
I'm mad. I get so angry so quickly and so –
Well, here's the good news. I want to deliver the good news is that in this January 2nd, 2020 amici brief that was filed at the Supreme Court in Washington, D.C., I was able to get Dr. Bernard Nathanson's very important quote into the amici brief. And why is this so important? Because most of the Supreme Court justices don't even know who the father of the abortion industry was and the truth that the man left behind. So he unleashed abortion onto America. His lies made it their way all the way up to the Supreme Court for Roe v. Wade. But 6 months after Roe v. Wade, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, the father of America's industry of abortion, sees the baby for the very first time on real-time ultrasound. And the father of this horrible killing machine called abortion begins a pro-life journey. And by the beginning of 1979, he never does another abortion again. And he literally cannot figure any reason why any woman, and that includes rape, incest, life of the mother, why any woman would ever have to kill her baby. He began working on ways that, I mean, you take someone who's been raped and maybe she conceives, and keep in mind that's still a very, very, very low percentage of abortions, but he literally tried to figure out ways that, okay, as soon as that woman, that baby is at a viable age, let's then remove the baby via C-section and provide life for that human being, you know, in an incubator until that child is ready, you know, to be adopted out. And then that woman doesn't even have to carry the baby to full term. But we should not be killing human life. And then way, that woman does not go through the turmoil of the abuse again. You know, she was raped one time and then have to deal with abortion. So, but the fact that Nathan's now at the Supreme Court with this quote, it's huge.
What's the quote? Tell me what the quote is. What is the exact quote?
Yeah, so the big thing is the doctors like to pretend that there is a doctor-patient relationship. There never has been, and there never will be. And the reason I can say, well, there never has been a doctor-patient relationship, so this lie that abortion is a decision between a woman and her doctor, and the doctor will counsel her and all this, that is a bag of bull. And from the mouth of Dr. Nathanson, so in his 1984 book called The Abortion Papers, and he had already become pro-life, and he was revealing everything. And he said, look, giving it abortion, just the barest patina of a medical judgment, made it infinitely more acceptable and politically more palatable. In actual fact, the abortion decision is no more the doctor's decision than a nose job is. It is the woman alone who decides if she wants her nose fixed or or her breath done or her child destroyed. And she merely involves the doctor as the instrument of her decision. There is no doctor-patient relationship. Planned Parenthood, the Abortion Federation of America, NARAL, they're all lying. And Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who founded NARAL, who trained Planned Parenthood doctors, he came clean. And he came clean because when he saw the baby on real-time ultrasound for the very first time, that was about 6 months or so after the Roe v. Wade decision, he knew right then, that was brand new technology. He saw the baby yawning and stretching, and he began to bond with the baby, and he recognized the baby as his second patient. Well, the important thing is he knew he had to be intellectually honest with himself, because when he was like the abortion king, he literally thought he was doing the right thing for women and this crazy culture of the sexual revolution and these babies being conceived out of wedlock. He literally thought he was doing it. He did not know that abortion drastically increases the likelihood of breast cancer. He didn't know that. That is now proven.
Wow.
And so he came, oh yeah, it's like a ninth grade education, ninth, tenth grade. It's just so basic. But he came clean, and he still very much felt for the women, but he knew killing the children was the wrong thing.
All right, let me ask you your perspective on this, because we've had a lot of these discussions. To me, and I'm not, well, I'll just say it and you get your reaction. To me, sure. The argument, the ideological argument, and it's just like vaccines. It's a very compelling argument for them to say, do you want your child to die or be sick or killed because you were negligent and not giving them a vaccine? Okay, whether you agree with that or not, it's a compelling argument. And then the other side, our side, says their counter to that is, well, they're lying. Well, that's not compelling. I mean, if you don't know anything about anything, you heard those two arguments, you would immediately go to the side where they're saying, do you want your baby to die and if you don't give them a vaccine? It just out of nowhere, that's where you would go. Now with abortion, it's the same thing. Well, it's a woman's choice. We've heard these ideologically. Aren't you for choice? Aren't you pro-choice? This is all PR. You've talked about that on the show. Okay, and then the other argument is, well, it's a baby or it's life. Somewhere, I think the real argument is about choice that is turning America. They were given a choice to procreate or not. See, when you put rape into it, to me, rape is not choice. So if the argument is choice, then, okay, yes, you did have a choice. Now there's a life. Now there's a consequence. Now there's whatever you want to call it. So to me, that's the supreme argument, that this is a life. You made a choice to create life. Your thoughts on that?
My thoughts about the rape issue, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm sorry. I did a very convoluted job of describing that. But
I don't want to confuse listeners, but I do want to get this out. It's that we do not kill the child for the sins of the father. We lock that father's tail up in jail and give and do whatever.
Well, see, hold on. What you're saying now, this is my perspective. What I see America is ready to accept is, okay, the woman had a choice. We're putting aside rape. The woman had a choice to procreate. The man and woman together, they procreated this child. Okay, now you can't, at that point, you can't just kill the baby. You already had it. Pro-choice. Yeah, I'm pro-choice too. You had a choice. And now we're talking about protecting life, protecting humanity. It is a baby. We've seen all these things. I think America's ready to go for that and to flip on that. I don't think America's ready for, if you're raped, you're going to have this baby. And so I don't know if it needs to come in stages or what have you, but I think they're ready for that first argument.
Oh, I definitely think so too. And I think when we return the humanity of the unborn child No matter how that child was conceived, I could tell you, if it's appropriate, I could tell you the most beautiful story of a woman who did conceive in rape, and she gave birth. She had the baby baptized right when the baby was born, and the baby was adopted out. And I think it was 24 years later, that baby, now 24 years old, who's now a young woman, married with a set of twins and actually three children, which includes a set of twins. Long story short, she found her biological mother through over Facebook. They began talking. And let me tell you something, that mother ended up, it was hard at first, but the mother ended up wanting to meet her 24-year-old daughter. So she and her husband flew up to whatever state it was, and it was just one big love fest. Their family grew by five people, the daughter, her husband, and the three grandchildren. And the daughter said, "Mom, I want to show you something." And so she said, "Stay here. I'm going to run upstairs and get it." She ran upstairs. And she came down the stairs. I'm going to say this so I choke up when I say it. She came down the stairs with the little tiny infant baptismal dress that her mother had her baptized in the day she was born. And this is the beauty that can come from it's a Bible verse, and it's, you know, beauty from ashes. I hear what you're saying, and I know a lot of people might be, "Oh, how can she be saying?" But the main thing is, let's get focused. Let's return humanity to the baby. We've heard this rape, incest, life of the mother for so many years. Let's talk about life of the mother. There is no reason why any baby would ever have to be aborted because of life of the mother. If the mother's life is in danger, the doctors, without any question, should go in, try to remove the baby, but with the goal of trying to keep the baby alive, not to go in and to rip the head and the arms and the legs off the baby's torso. You don't go in to kill it. You go in with the idea, let's save the mother's life and let's try to save the baby's life. I say this all over America, and it's almost like people have never even thought of this before.
I agree with you 100% on what you just said. What I'm telling you is I think, from what I've seen, what I've talked to people, they're ready for the first argument, America. They're not ready for the second argument. Start with the first argument, and then you offer the, like you said, the story, the beauty, the possibility. But the people want choice. See, they hit on this. They won because they hit on this choice thing. People, not only do they want choice, but they have to have choice. That's in our nature. So when you make the argument, yes, you had a choice and you procreated. And so now you have a baby. And so now we're going to protect the life of the baby. America is ready for that argument. America is ready to do that. They are not ready. All I'm saying is, let's get there. See, when you come on, please don't take this in. Terry, I love you. I'm just talking to you like a friend right now. All I'm saying is, when you come across to certain people, and you say, "Well, we shouldn't be aborting even rape." Then people start to have resistance. Not whether I agree with you or not has nothing to do with it. The people who will help you, the people who will flip this, they have no resistance to the first part. There is no resistance, and they're ready to do it. So we need to focus on that and to keep pushing that, and we can win that point. That's what I believe.
Oh, absolutely, and I do think this, that when people really understand how we've been duped up one side and down the other with one of the most effective propaganda campaigns of all time, and it's cost the lives of 62 million children, and it has driven the breast cancer, the cold connection between abortion and breast cancer. And I encourage all your listeners to go, because that's also what I'm thinking about, a woman who conceives in rape. It's like, okay, rape is bad enough, but we can kind of pivot from that topic, okay? But about the breast cancer, I encourage everybody to go on to Breast Cancer Prevention Institute. And you can download all the information on this website, Breast Cancer Prevention Institute. It's run by Dr. Angela Lanfranchi. She's a breast cancer. She's retired now, but she was a breast cancer surgeon, I think an oncologist. And she travels the world teaching young women and men about the scientific connection between breast cancer and abortion. Because the best defense against in situ breast cancer, which is a very aggressive, invasive breast cancer, it's a full-term pregnancy. It's to deliver. The first time you get pregnant is to deliver a full-term baby. That because
really?
Technically what's happening is it matures.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
Birth. Absolutely. And I'm happy to get back on your show. We can do a whole show just
on. Do you have, we're about to come on a break. Do you have five? Can you, do you, you got five more minutes on the other side? So you, can you go to like 12:05 or 12:10 Central?
Yes. Sure. Yes, I can. Yep.
12:10. Okay. I want to ask you about quickly about Abby Johnson. What impact has she made? And tell who she is and the impact. What impact has she made? You got about a minute and a half.
Sure. Abby worked for she was deceived by Planned Parenthood back in college.
Like we all have.
Yeah, she believed it was all about women's health care. She ended up with two abortions herself. They wrecked her life personally. She went into defense mode, and one of the best defenses is just begin to advocate for abortion. So anyway, she ended up becoming Planned Parenthood's number one employee of the year based out of, I believe, Dallas, Texas. And then she started noticing that the pressure they were putting on her was to increase her abortion numbers out of her facility. And that just, it really bothered her. And then come to find out, she finally found out the truth about Planned Parenthood left, and they put an injunction on her to shut her mouth.
Wow. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Terry Beatley on the other side and Robert Redfern also. You're listening to the Power Hour. HoseaForYou.org, AbortionKing.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.